Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The 5-2 Silver, or Blue Devils rather, of Quincy High School and the 8-0 Galesburg Silver Streaks, and we are underway. Quincy wins the tip. Comes out with a miss, and Galesburg on its first possession with a shot down low to Eric Thompson as the ball knocked out of his hands, blocked out of bounds, and lost, and Quincy will get it back. Galesburg sophomores lost here tonight 66-52, and the varsity game just underway. Galesburg 8-0, as we mentioned, 2-0 tied with Rock Island atop the Western Big Six Conference. Quincy trying to get to 2-1 as they got their first conference victory last week at United Township in a low-scoring game. This is Parker Bland, a 6'4 sophomore on the wing. He'll get it back out to Lincoln Elby, the lone returning starter for the Blue Devils, and a bad pass picked off by Ethan Meeker. One of the things we'll be watching with the Silver Streaks team tonight is how well they play with so many players under the weather this week. And if you heard any of the stories out of Moline, of course we played Moline last Friday night. They had a lot worse up there, but as bad as they had it, it's no wonder that six of our kids were out of practice on Monday. And Gibson and Meeker, two of the Streaks' leading scorers historically, have been a couple of the guys hit hardest by the flu this week. This is Gibson with it now, spins in the lane, off balance, shot with the right hand, gets it to drop through the rim, and the Streaks strike first with a 2-0 lead. Back quickly come the Blue Devils. Heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame show, this team will shoot from the outside if it can, and here's a travel with it. Double dribble by Jacob Joby. Ball got hung up on his hip. And then once he dribbled it back onto the floor, they turned it over, and Silver Streaks get it back. Quincy got off to a great start down here in their last meeting in the, well, late winter last year. Silver Streaks never did recover. They fought back into the game, got within three in the third quarter, never could get over the top. Here's from the left corner, Williams, a three-pointer. Ball on the floor for the rebound, picked up by Reagan Tenhouse. Streaks trying not to fall behind quickly here tonight. They do have a 2-0 lead early, and a quick jumper from the corner ties the game at two by the Blue Devils.
Blue Devils will come out in a press that really bothered our sophomore team in a 66-52 loss. They played horribly in the first half. Tongue lashing in the locker room got the sophomores to play better in the second half, but they still lost by 14.
Got within nine at one point. Inlet pass from Gibson down low to Thompson. Tries to take a strong to the basket. Got knocked loose from behind. Cameron Gay comes up with it. In transition at the other end, Tenhouse caught under the basket. He skips it back out into the near corner to Lincoln Elby. Works his way to the free throw line and backs up into the midcourt circle. Tied at two, we're just underway. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. On the right side, Elby on the wing. Cut off there by Gibson. Williams with a switch gets on him defensively. Streaks in a man defense. Quincy will play a lot of zone. Spin move by Elby. Williams stays with him. Another bad pass stolen away by Ethan Meeker. Three Quincy turnovers, and then Galesburg loses it at the other end. Meeker dribbles it off his hip out of bounds, and the Streaks give it right back.
Well, Quincy in the half court being frustrated by the Galesburg defense. I can't remember a Quincy team in an early part of the game really as unsure of itself as this club is right now. They really don't seem to be attacking the basket at all. So tribute to the Silver Streaks defense forcing three quick Quincy turnovers.
On the right side, working around the rim is Cameron Gay. Back out to Reagan Tenhouse. Now into the midcourt circle, it's back to Gay, a 5'9 junior, and another steal, this time by Ross. Takes it the other way with a left hand, a block, and the rebound put back by Eric Thompson. Getting up for it was Bland with the block, but right there, Johnny on the spot. Thompson with the offensive rebound put back, makes it 4-2, and a jumper at the other end, ties the game at four again. So Quincy both times that the Streaks have taken the lead, Blue Devils have answered quickly. Not quite halfway through the first quarter. On the outside, Williams. Up top to Ross. Left side into the corner. Gibson fires a three, a little bit long, and running under the rebound, Williams. And it goes to Lincoln Elby instead. Back come the Blue Devils looking for their first lead of the game. On the outside, Gay gives it back into the midcourt circle to Joby. Works his way left. Now Gay has it on the wing, guarded by Ross. Inlet pass to Reagan Tenhouse. Scoops it back out. Just outside the free throw line, Parker Bland drives. Now here's Gay with a one-handed teardrop high off the glass. Chases down his own rebound. And then a bad bounce pass softly picked off by Joe Williams. Five Quincy turnovers. Meeker at the other end. In the lane. Shot off the glass and drops through, kissing quietly off the back iron. And streaks up 6-4 again.
Well, the only... that teardrop, I think I saw a teardrop out of head coach Andy Douglas' eyes when that ball was shot up by Quincy last time. That was a horrible shot.
Tried to go back door. Instead, they get it back out to Elby, who misses the three, and the rebound by Grant Gibson. His second board of the game. Quickly into the front court. Streaks trying to build on a two-point lead, up 6-4. 3 minutes, just over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Meeker with it in the right corner. Bounces it back out to Gibson up top. Looks to go back door. It's bounced out of bounds. Quincy got a hand on it, deflecting it out along the end line. Here comes Kevontae Shaw into the game. Eric Thompson gets a breather in for the Blue Devils. Let's see, it looks like...
tallest player on the Quincy roster, Clayton Weirather, comes into the game at 6'5".
Went under the basket, flipped it up with the left hand off the glass, and it's 8-4, Galesburg. Biggest lead for either team here with 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. So Shaw has immediate offensive impact. What a great game he had in a big Western Big Six contest last Friday night with a career-high 20. On the outside, covered up. Now skipping it back out to Reagan Tenhouse. And back into the hands of Wagner. Down the lane, up over the back of the rim, and the rebound on the weak side to Kevontae Shaw. Streaks with a four-point lead, trying to add to it. Gibson backs his way in at the free throw line. Now Meeker down the lane, up at the right hand and in. Second basket for Meeker on the assist from Gibson, and it's 10-4.
Silverstreaks able to get inside more already than they did against Moline last week. That's a good sign. Hopefully we can continue to do that.
On the outside, backing up to the midcourt circle is Elby on the dribble. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Streaks by 10. Elby on the outside. They swing it around left side, Clayton Weirather. Now down low it goes to Elby, cutting baseline, backs it up into the corner. Inlet pass in the lane, bounce loose. Williams trying to get it. It gets over to Elby instead, drives baseline, back out to Weirather, and a reach-in foul on the Silver Streaks as he starts to move toward the basket.
Yeah, if you discount the foul, you got to travel out of that, but apparently the wrist was grabbed ahead of that. Weirather, a tall kid at 6'5", doesn't look to be heavily coordinated. I don't think you're going to see him put it on the floor very much.
First foul on either team here with a minute 46 to go in the first quarter goes against Devin Ross. Streaks and J.J. Range into the game. Meeker goes out. Again, if you're just joining us, Gibson and Meeker among the hardest hit players on the Silver Streaks team by illness this week. So we'll see how much they can give out on the floor tonight. Turnaround jumper along the left low baseline, and Parker Bland gets the soft shot. Kisses over the rim, drops off the front of the rim, and it's 10-6, Galesburg by 4. Minute and a half to go first quarter.
Yeah, Bland has 4 of their 6 points. Not a guy that you would expect to lead the team in scoring.
Deflected pass back out to Gibson after Williams lost it in the right corner. Grant gets it left side over to Ross. Now into the corner, it goes to J.J. Range. Picks up his dribble, gets it back out to Devitt. Works his way out of a double team. Gibson pushed up top, runs into traffic, gives it off to Ross. Pulls up inside the left wing, skips it out to Range. Gives back to Grant, drives to the free throw line, dishes it over. Right side, Williams for 3, oh. In and out. Rebound batted around on the floor, taken on the run by the Blue Devils. In transition at the other end, falling down, getting the pass away to Bland, driving in. He can't get the shot to finish off, and Grant Gibson gets his third rebound for the Silver Streaks. Missed opportunity by Quincy there, as the Streaks still lead by 4. Under 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Williams in the lane, Shaw, back out to Gibson. Now left side over to Joe, thought about the 3. Little head fake, now Gibson has it at the top of the arc. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. 10-6 Galesburg. Williams drives, pulls up inside the arc, shovels it back out to Ross, drives baseline, no-look pass out to Gibson for 3. Pure shot by Grant. As soon as he let that one go, it looked good. It was good. Galesburg by 7. 20 seconds to go, first quarter.
Now, part of me didn't want to see Devin give that up. He'd had such a nice baseline drive and shot it clear out high, but Gibson had set himself, was expecting the ball. And many times that's part of the key, is to be able to get comfortable where you're at and then deliver the shot.
Elby steps back after he briefly lost Joe Williams on the outside, and the step back 3 is good. That answers the Galesburg tray at the other end, and that's the end of the first quarter. 13-9 Galesburg after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Merry Christmas. It's Mike and Scott from Yim Ford. I know it's hard to believe, but we are going to give away $1,000 to one lucky person this Monday, and we sure hope it's you.
It's our Dream Big $1,000 cash giveaway. You've got until the close of business tomorrow to sign up. What would you do with an extra $1,000 right before Christmas? Maybe catch up on some bills, take a trip, or give your kids the Christmas you've always wanted to.
But you can't win if you don't sign up. Come out to the Yim Ford sales office at the corner of West Main and Linwood Road here in Galesburg, and just sign up. It only takes a minute or two. You can do it on your lunch break, after work, before work, on your way to visit grandma. All that matters is that you sign up sometime between now and the close of business tomorrow to be in the drawing. We'll draw one name on Monday to win the whole thing.
It's our Dream Big $1,000 cash giveaway. You've got until the close of business tomorrow to sign up
at Yim Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
...13-9 Galesburg after one quarter here at Quincy. Silver Streaks with the ball to begin quarter number two. On the outside, Gibson, top of the arc. Three off the front of the rim. Williams keeps the rebound alive. It goes to Shaw, back out to Meeker. He hits the three. Silver Streaks keep it alive on the low blocks. And they get it out to Meeker for an open look. He has seven. Silver Streaks lead by seven at 16-9, just underway in the second quarter. Williams kept that rebound alive for Kevonte Shaw to come up with it under the basket, who dished it out to Meeker for the assist. On the outside, Elby thought about the step back three again. Williams hung with him better defensively that time. Aaron Shute, a freshman, into the game at the quarter break. Now Elby does fire the long three. It's off the back of the rim and crashing in from the backside, Shute, up top over Meeker. Picks up the first foul on the Quincy Blue Devils. 45 seconds into quarter number two. Silver Streaks lead 16-9.
Well, at least so far, I really like the way this game matches up on the court. Our athleticism is showing itself, and you got to think over four quarters, if we make some shots, our chances are very good to come out of here with a win tonight.
Silver Streaks by seven. Gibson drives, dishes it off to Williams. Lost a handle on it, trying to cut in from the left corner. Williams was ready to go the other direction, and the officials are going to keep it to Quincy, and that's got the Quincy faithful down on that end of the floor really upset. Joe was acknowledging with his body language that he lost the handle on it, and the Streaks are going to hang on to it. Joe on the inbound, right of his own basket, gets it into Meeker. Settles himself, fires a three.
Boy, they cost him a three.
A 10-point Galesburg lead forces a Quincy timeout just underway in the second quarter. 6:57 to go in quarter number two. 30-second timeout. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Quincy tonight. Jim and I traveling in a 2013 Nissan Altima SL. Love the way these handle. We had Altimas last weekend. Smooth drive. We talked about the control panel last week, and one of the things I was noticing, Jim, is the graphics above the steering wheel. You've got a number of menu choices you can have just right above the odometer there. So I was checking the fuel mileage on the way down here, about 33 miles a gallon on the highway, which is pretty good for what certainly could be considered a luxury car with the Altima.
Gosh, the seats are fantastic. Yeah. Those black leather seats, the design on them, so comfortable. I've been in leather seats that really weren't much more than leather, but these are terrific. And yes, stop by if you haven't had a chance. They got so many different styles of these Altimas. You're going to love them all, but some, like the one we've got tonight, even more than others.
About 19,500 miles on it, so low miles for a two-year-old car. Elby loses his man outside, drives, dishes into the right corner. Missed three by Cameron Gay. Rebound fought for, and Gibson comes up with his fourth board of the game already for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 10 here, just underway in the second quarter. Over into the left corner to Meeker on a lead pass from Gibson. Ethan takes it all the way in, can't get the shot over the rim, gets his own put back. That's off the back of the rim, no, and the rebound by Reagan Tenhouse for Quincy. Ethan took it hard to the basket after faking the three where he just hit two straight a moment ago. Couldn't get either two-pointer down. Still a 10-point lead. Just over six to go, second quarter. Elby out high. Tenhouse fakes the pass, now gives back to Shute. The freshman drives, kicks it out to Cameron Gay. Curls all the way around the right side, just outside the free throw line, misses. And Meeker with a rebound as the shot went over the rim. Back into the front court comes Galesburg. Quick shot up and in by Devin Ross with a left hand. And the Streaks lead by 12 now at 21-9.
That ball hit the back rim and went way up high. You don't see that one fall through very often, but it did for Devin that time.
On the outside, Shute. Aaron Shute, a 5'8 freshman. Had a brother who played here last year and graduated. Works his way in from the right side, gives off to Gay, who hung onto the ball too long as he took a lead stride and turns it over for the Quincy Blue Devils. That's six now, Jim, correct?
Yes, it is, and you don't want to get maybe we shouldn't get 19 points ahead like we did at Moline last week. Then things kind of fell apart. But right now, it looks to me like Quincy's the team that had the sickness this week more so than Galesburg, the way they're playing.
Devin Ross on the outside, under 5.5 to go first half. Here's Williams driving in from the left side. It's blocked from behind, rebound fought for and picked off by Parker Bland. Here comes Quincy trying to breathe some life into its offense and this crowd. On the outside, Elby down low, Tenhouse backs his way in on Gibson. Tough shot up and in off the glass. First shot, first basket for Reagan Tenhouse. 10-point Galesburg lead, 21-11. Three-quarter court trap extended for the Blue Devils. Meeker whips it into the front court to Gibson on the left side. Steps inside. Knocked out of bounds by Shoot off Gibson, apparently. And the Streaks turn it over. Is that just the second of the game, Jim?
I've got three.
Okay.
Maybe that's a makeup call for the one he missed at the end of the quarter. I was impressed. The quarter break is funny. The official stood right there in front of those fans and took it all because I'm sure they were telling him, hey, you just cost us 3 points there. And he didn't budge, and I saw him yelling at him.
4:40 to go, first half. Down the left side of the lane, turnaround jumper by Parker Bland is over the rim. And on the weak side, it's Gibson with a rebound. Pulls up, hits from the free throw line at the opposite end. Gibson with seven in the game. 23-11, Galesburg by a dozen. Quincy's been tied twice in this game at 2 and 4. Otherwise, the Streaks have led the whole way so far. Just over 4 to go, first half. Down the lane and a reach-in foul on the Silver Streaks as Jacob Joby took it strong down the left side of the lane. That's only the second foul of the game on the Silver Streaks.
Third foul, first one of the game. Together. Yep. Yeah. 4:16 to go, second quarter. And a little different than what it was up in Moline last week, huh? We're already a parade of foul shots in the first quarter up there.
Yeah, I think the Streaks were in the bonus before the end of the first quarter, and wasn't long into the second quarter before Moline got into the bonus. First free throw is in and out by Joby. First free throw of the game shot tonight. 12-point Galesburg lead, 23-11, 4:16 to go first half. Joby eyes the second one on the left-hander, can't get the roll.
Now notice Quincy's really struggled at the line through the first part of this season, just barely over 50% as a team, even though they're 5-2.
Gibson on the right side, across midcourt, Meeker. Whips it left side over to Devin Ross, behind the back with the dribble, into the left corner, Joe Williams. Fakes a three, drives, dishes through the lane, skips it out to Meeker. Extra pass over to Gibson from the wing is short. Rebound, Eric Thompson has the ball knocked out of his hands. Gibson with it in the lane, picks it up, shoots and scores.
Great hustle by Gibson. He followed that shot. Thompson lost the handle on it. Would have come the other way, but Gibson over there, a ball hawk, and found a way to grab it and drop it in the basket.
14-point lead, biggest for the Streaks at 25-11, 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Now a long three on the opposite end and a three by Joby. He just turned around and fired it up. There wasn't anything happening for Quincy in that offensive set, but he made it look good with a three-pointer and a long one at that.
Like it came from the Quincy locker room.
Meeker weaves his way through the lane, dishes to Gibson, cutting in on a flash from the right side, and he banks it up and in. Six in the quarter, 11 for the game for Grant Gibson. Maybe the kid ought to be ill more often, huh? Now quickly back the other direction. Elby takes it strong to the basket, and Joe Williams fouls him. Elby will go to the line.
Really like the pace of this game. Quincy starting to get a few shots to fall, but they don't have any answer for us down on the other end. They're trying to keep some pressure on us full court, and it's killing them because we're just a step faster at almost every position outside of Elby out there.
Elby, the point guard, only 6 of 13 from the free throw line, and that's not what you would expect from not only your point guard, but your really most experienced player coming back. And the first free throw there is off the back of the rim. I see a lot of Quincy people just shaking their heads, and that's a sign of how much that aspect of the game seems, at least statistically, has been a struggle for them. And, you know, that's one statistic you can look at. If you've got a poor shooting free throw team, that's a statistic that can't lie.
Now, and you look at their wins, too. They beat Springfield by a point. UT by 9 last week, a 5-point win, a 3-point win. So they only one game have they won comfortably.
Elby's second free throw bounces twice off the back rim. The first one up high, the second one lower, and on the third after the third bounce, it finally dropped through. 12-point Galesburg lead at 27-15. Streaks break the press. Front court on the left wing, Williams. Back out to Devin Ross, just inside the volleyball spike line. Pulls it back out, top of the circle. Quick inlet pass, touch pass out to Joe. Open three, missed it. Weak side rebound fought for by Cody Hawthorne. Back out to Meeker. Drives, pulls up inside the free throw line, and comes up well short. Aaron Shute with a rebound under the basket. Meeker's two-pointers have been well off the mark, but his three-pointers have been solid here tonight so far. Silver Streaks by a dozen, 2:35 to go in the opening half. Quick pass through Tenhouse's hands, too strong from Melby, right side of the lane through the left side of the lane. Tenhouse couldn't handle it, and Quincy turns it over.
Well, just like we saw from Kevontae Shaw a little bit earlier, Cody Hawthorne getting some minutes and doing a quality job, very active inside and playing good on both ends.
Wide open three for Meeker, a little bit off, rebound flying in from the left side, Ross with a putback. And that forces a timeout. With the Streaks up 29-15, Quincy uses its second timeout, a full one with 2:18 to go in the first half. It's 29-15 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
29-15, Galesburg leads Quincy, 2:18 to go in the first half. Forced a second Quincy timeout here in this second quarter. The first one came just over a minute into the quarter. This one with just over 2 minutes remaining in the quarter. Silver Streaks may make no substitutions coming out of that timeout. It's Meeker, Williams, Ross, Gibson, and Hawthorne stays on the floor for the Silver Streaks. For Quincy, it'll be Elby bringing it up court along with Tenhouse trailing him on the backside. Mike Dade also on the floor. Inlet pass goes into Parker Bland. Down low, pump fakes, gets Hawthorne to bite on it. And with the left hand, Bland puts it up and in. Well-designed play coming out of the timeout. Galesburg by 12, 29-17. Gotta believe the message from Coach Andy Douglas there was to whittle into this lead a little bit before they go to the locker room. See what they can do defensively. Meeker on the outside, fakes right, steps left, gets called for traveling.
Well, Quincy in that 1-2-2 on the full court, and they're dropping back into it as well on the half court, really pressuring out on the sides hard. Silver Streaks, so far, have been able to have ball movement enough to keep Quincy a little bit off balance and then finding some opportunities in that blue lane.
Down the lane, Tenhouse lost the handle on it, then recovered enough to dish it behind him to Joby, who gets a friendly roll in the lane, and very quickly Quincy's within 10 now at 29-19, under a minute and a half to go second quarter. Into the front court, Williams from Meeker. Starts his dribble to the left wing, cut off there by Dade, skips it back out to Meeker. Right side it goes Ross onto the wing. Gibson drives in, dishes it out to Hawthorne at the free throw line. They whip it around left into the corner. Williams fakes, kicks it back out, open three, Meeker, good.
Boy, just put him right there all night. He is loving that spot.
Three threes in the quarter, 13 for the game for Ethan Meeker. Under a minute to go in the first half. Great ball passing by the Streaks
it
in that
was.
Set. At the high post, they dish it back out, and Dade travels with it. Didn't get the ball on the floor in time as the pass came out to him from Bland. And just that little bit of indecision by Dade not to get the ball on the floor in the dribble forces the eighth Quincy turnover.
Well, and actually, it seems to me like Meeker's a little bit weak on his feet right now, but if you're Mike Reynolds, you got the hot shooter. Unless he says, take me out, I think you leave him in.
Tough pass by Ross on the left sideline, threw it up high, but Meeker was on the opposite sideline waiting for it. 40 seconds to go, first half, Galesburg by 13 at 32-19. This matches their biggest lead. They've led by as many as 14 here tonight. And cut on the baseline, in trouble, Williams throws it back to the half-court line, and Elby with a steal in transition runs it out at the other end. Bad pass by Williams down low. That brings the Quincy crowd to life a little bit with 17 seconds to go at the end of the half. Down the lane, right side, Shaw with a catch and a shot up and in after the lead pass by Grant Gibson.
And athleticism by Shaw to get that up. Bland came over, was way up thinking he was going to block that. Shaw just got it higher.
Now Quincy can get the last shot. Tenhouse for three off the back of the rim and it's halftime. 34-21, Silver Streaks by 13 as the teams head to the locker room. So take a look at first half statistics, tell you who leads these teams in scoring when we come back, and we'll also talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg 34, Quincy 21 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I just saw the first sign of winter.
Oh, did you see snow?
No.
Did the temperature drop?
No.
Did you see a jolly guy in a red suit?
No.
What sign are you talking about?
The sign in the McDonald's window. Their white chocolate flavor is back as a mocha and now as a latte or hot chocolate. I cannot wait for my next coffee break.
Oh, make that our next coffee break?
Now when you show some love, you'll get some love. For a limited time, get a free small white chocolate mocha or any small hot McCafe drink when you buy any McDonald's Arch card. Price and participation may vary.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't miss the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at Yem in Galesburg. Yem has 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now. Like a 2014 Ram 1500 ST 4x4 quad cab. Truck-tastically priced at just over $32,300. You'll save $6,000. Or a 2014 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 All-Star Edition with a truck-tastic price of just over $35,400. You'll save $10,000. 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now.
And time is running out.
The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, North Henderson, Galesburg. Taxes and tags extra. See Yem for details.
Christmas services remind us of the true miracle of the season.
Christmas Eve masses will be at 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church on South Academy in Galesburg, 4:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Abingdon, and 5:30 and 10 p.m. at Corpus Christi Church on South Prairie in Galesburg. Christmas morning masses will be at 7 and 9 at Corpus Christi and 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church.
Also on Christmas Eve, Trinity Lutheran Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris in Galesburg, will have a family worship service at 5 and a candlelight communion service at 10, both with musical interludes.
Immaculate Heart of Mary, North Broad Street in Galesburg, will have Mass at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve, featuring their children's choir, and an 8 p.m. Mass with the adult choir. There will be an 11 a.m. Mass on Christmas Day.
Join Bethel Baptist Church, corner of Fremont and Academy in Galesburg, for their Christmas Eve services at 6 and 7:30, where they'll celebrate Jesus' solution for our complicated lives through music, hope, and candlelight.
First Church of God on Harrison Street in Galesburg will hold traditional candlelight services at 5:30 and 9 on Christmas Eve night.
And First United Methodist Church on East Broadway in Monmouth will also have two Christmas Eve services at 7 and 11 p.m. Both are candlelight communion services.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at Blue Devil Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg leads Quincy 34-21. Jim, with a team being 8-0, we've seen some pretty good quarters of basketball this year from the Silver Streaks. This second quarter may rank up there about among the best quarters that they've played. Offensively, the passing was crisp. They were finding guys with the open looks. They were attacking the basket. Defensively, I thought we were strong. Dominated the rebounding side of the game there in the second quarter, and they outscored Quincy 21-12. Overall, that was just a really good quarter, I thought.
It certainly was. Really, the only gaffe I can remember is the long pass from under the basket. I think Williams threw it over Meeker and everybody else and gave a run out and a layup there for Elby. But other than that, we were solid. As you said, the ball movement was really good. You know, I think there'll be some teams that Quincy will bother in this press, but so far tonight they really haven't done much damage to the Streaks in that regard, and I think it's costing them when they get down the court. Galesburg has been attacking the basket very well, and again, our great balance in this. Not only the starters, but again, because Shaw brought us some good stuff right off the bench there for a few minutes. We're just such a balanced team right now that it's very, very tough to defend the Silver Streaks.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let's look at the team numbers, Jim.
All right, Galesburg 16 of 28 from the field.
Nice.
Including 9 of 17 that half, or that quarter, 57% for the half for the Silver Streaks. Quincy, after a slow start, started to pick it up a little bit there in the second quarter. They hit, 5 of their last 7 shots, 9 of 19 for the half, 47%. Rebound solidly to the Silver Streaks right now, 15-8 edge on the glass for Galesburg. And the turnover count at 8 for Quincy, and 5 for the Silver Streaks.
3-point shooting, Quincy 2 of 5 from behind the arc in the first. Half. Quincy made just 1 of 4. Those are our halftime team statistics. Tell you about the individual scoring when we come back after the break. You want to run through our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. After one quarter, Rock Island leads United Township 17-6. Panthers are really struggling early on in the season. Nothing yet from Moline and Alleman. Looks like the sophomore game might have run long there. And Sherrard leads Anawan 26-18. I thought I had a Rockridge score here. And 19-7 is the Rockridge lead after the first quarter there. When we come back here from Blue Devil Gym, we'll run through the individual scoring for both teams. And we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg leads the Blue Devils at the half, 34-21. Galesburg trying to go 9-0. They're halfway there. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Well, this is it, the final weekend before Christmas. I'm Brian Prescott at the Walmart Supercenter in Galesburg. On this very busy shopping weekend, we've brought a boat inside the Walmart Supercenter, and we're collecting two new unwrapped toys for the children of Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center here in Galesburg, which serves hundreds of families affected by domestic violence. You can help put a smile on a child's face Christmas morning with a donation of a toy, a new unwrapped toy, or a cash donation also accepted as well. And we're here nonstop through 6 o'clock Sunday night at the Walmart Supercenter in Galesburg with a boatload of toys, toy drive for Safe Harbor.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL. Thanks to everyone who played our pick-a-present game this holiday season. And congratulations to all of our winners.
WGIL's Christmas Pick-A President is sponsored by Kohl's Diamond Gallery, Merle Norman, and the Galesburg Sewing Center.
Merry Christmas from WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies with a low of 25 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Cloudy weather hanging around with us in the next few days. Still cloudy on Sunday with a high around 40. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 32. Monday, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, a high of 42. Monday night, rain likely. Overnight low dropping down around 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 25. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The Galesburg High girls are back in action tomorrow night when they take on Jacksonville at the Prep Showcase at Illinois College. I'm Tom Meredith. Join me for the action around 6:30 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at Blue Devil Gymnasium. Galesburg leads Quincy 34-21. Our halftime coach's interview is brought to you by Pratty Insurance. Here's Jim Lee with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, Coach Steve Cheeseman, your balance proving out great, and the guys that were showing some illness sure playing well.
Yeah, they gutted it out there, Jim, and we, as we just were talking, we had a really fine half of basketball. We did a lot of good things on the defensive end. Everything they got, they had to work hard for, and I thought we handled their half court as well as their full court pressure here. Move the ball, engage the defense, got stick backs, did all the things that you'd want. The key now and the big question is, and what we talked about in there, we've got to sustain that. And look here in the first 3 minutes for them to really try to come out and force the issue a little bit.
Did the guys that had been ill this week talk like they were getting tired?
No, I mean, and these guys are tough kids. They'll do whatever it takes. There was no indication from them, as well as us watching them, and we'll continue to watch them. They're tough kids, and they give us everything they have.
What adjustment do you expect from Quincy?
I think that they're gonna look to try to push the ball a little bit more. I think they're gonna look to their two kids that are good 3-point shooters. They're gonna try to get them freed up. That's something that could get them back into the game quickly. And I think they'll try to extend pressure full court against us and take a few more chances.
Another half just like that one.
Let's hope so, Jim. Thank you.
Our thanks as always to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. Galesburg leads Quincy 34-21. Individual scoring in the first half. Lincoln Elby leads Quincy with 6. Jacob Jobe has 5. Sorry, Parker Bland, one of the other starters, also with 6. Cameron Gay and Reagan Tennows each have 2. So all 21 Quincy points have come from the starters. Mike Dade, and Aaron Shute have not scored for the Quincy Blue Devils. Quayton Y, rather, has been in there as well. He has not scored either. Ethan Meeker and Grant Gibson, we talked about the two guys with the illness. They have 24 of Galesburg's 34 points. Meeker leads away with 13, Gibson with 11. Kevonte Shaw off the bench and Devin Ross each have 4. Eric Thompson with 2. Joe Williams, J.J. Range, and Cody Hawthorne have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who send the 5 starters back out on the floor to begin the third quarter. Williams, Gibson, Meeker, Ross, and Thompson. Quincy will send out Elby and Bland along with Gay, Tenhouse, and who have I not seen? Oh, Job. So the same five who started the game to start the second half for the Blue Devils as well. Ellsberg trying to go 3-0 on this nine-game road trip. Blue Devils will have the ball to start off the second half, trailing by 13. They have not led in this game. We've been tied twice. Otherwise, the Streaks have led the entire way. Elby with it on the right wing. Outlet pass up top to Bland. Down low it goes to Tenhouse, trying to free up some space with a baby hook over the basket. Not only over Gibson down low, but all the way over the basket and the weak side rebound by Ethan Meeker.
He had one of those off the backboard in the first half. It was really nice, but he didn't have any glass to use that time. Just a baseline air hook, I guess you want to call that.
Tenhouse, one of the kids who didn't get a lot of varsity time last year when Sean Taylor was here and getting a fresh start under Andy Douglas, but he's looked a little rough out here offensively tonight. Driving in the lane with a right-hand shot. Gibson's runner goes in and out, and he trips, picks up the offensive foul as well as Bland was waiting to draw the charge.
There goes a foul and a turnover. Turnover number six for the Silver Streaks. And I'll tell you what, that first half is about as quick a half of basketball as we can ever remember. There just were not any foul calls. It was not many stops of play.
No. Only four fouls called total, three on Gelsberg and one on Quincy. We're a minute into the third quarter, 34-21, Gelsberg by 13. We saw what Moline did in the fourth quarter last week, coming back from 19 down, so he can never get comfortable on the road. And here's a good lead pass to Tenhouse down the lane on the feed from Cameron Gay. That was a well-executed, well-designed play. Quincy cuts the lead to 11. Williams trapped on the sideline and on a double team gets called for stepping out of bounds. Yeah, they got like a little help there.
Yeah, yeah, Parker Bland hooked him over there and maybe bumped him a little bit too. He didn't argue. And again, that's what Mike Reynolds was telling you on the pregame. He said, we're tired of excuses. We're not going to make them. And I'm sure he just tells the players to go the other way and he'll deal with that.
Quincy can get back within nine for the first time since early in the second quarter. Instead, they turn it over with a steal by Meeker down low, picking the pocket of Jacob Joe. Now down the left side. And another turnover by the Streaks as Williams gets bumped again along the baseline and gets called for dribbling the ball out of bounds. And now Mike Reynolds is going to bark a little bit, saying, how many times is my guy going to get pushed out of bounds on the sideline and on the baseline? And you're not going to call anything except against us. This is Cameron Gay with it on the left side. Works his way to the top of the arc. Reverses back. Nearly stolen away by Williams. Elby keeps the dribble, works his way to the right side of the arc. Steps back, Streaks give him room, pass down low, and the baby hook won't go down for Tenhouse down low. And Eric Thompson gets his fourth rebound. That was a pretty well-designed play. Quincy just couldn't finish that one off. Gibson into the near corner. Long three by Williams is missed under the weak side rebound. Meeker over to Devin Ross. Shoots off the back of the rim, but he's fouled, and Devin will go to the line. With 5:51 to go in the third quarter, this will be the first free throw of the night for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, everything Joe's put up there has just been too strong so far tonight.
He's 0 for 5 from the field and 0 for 4 from three-point range.
But again, some good work underneath, keeps the ball alive and gets us a second shot. Eventually, it's Ross at the line now.
And makes the first free throw. Devin with his fifth point of the night. Gelsberg by a dozen, 35-23. The foul on Cameron Gay was his first and the first on the Blue Devils in the second half. Ross at the free throw line, over 50% now. It's 7 for 13. Looking for his second point and Gelsberg's second point of the quarter. Silver Streaks 35, Quincy 23. Ross makes them both. And a moment ago, Quincy could have cut the lead to 9. Now the Streaks are back up by 13. 5:47 to go. Still a long way to go. We're only in the third quarter. Elby up top, works around the screen all the way down the right side of the lane. Tries to finger roll off the glass, and it won't go down. Eric Thompson with his fifth rebound for the Streaks. Back quickly, Gelsberg. Meeker drives, reach in. A tie-up called as Job reached in and grabbed the ball. Tied up Meeker. Streaks keep it on the held ball.
You know, last defense, I thought Grant Gibson did tonight. He didn't foul, but he got in the way of the point guard who missed the shot, and now Meeker misses one inside.
Quick pass on the inside. Carson Gay in for Quincy with a rebound. Takes it strong the other direction. Joe Williams with the block. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Carson Gay as Joe got up for the block, getting back defensively. And when he blocked it, it deflected off Gay out of bounds. And the Streaks get it right back on great hustle defense.
It was, and Gay wasn't paying attention there. He was standing out of bounds and just reached up and touched the ball before it hit the blue line out of bounds. It was just a careless mental error that time after a great physical play by Joe Williams.
Streaks break the press. Left side, Gibson. Touch pass. Thompson out to Meeker for three.
He stepped into that beautifully, didn't he?
Streaks ran it very well. They now have a 16-point lead at 39-23. Meeker with 16. Carson Gay on the opposite end. Now back out to Elby near half court. We're under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 39-23 Galesburg. Carson Gay steps in, shoots an 18-footer. Rebound on the floor to Elby, deflected off Joe Williams. And now a reach foul called on the Silver Streaks will be in the first of the game on Eric Thompson.
Just the second offensive rebound of the game so far for Quincy.
4:45 to go, third quarter. Quincy will inbound from the right of its own basket. Thompson in the face of Job on the inbound, and they get it right down the lane to Job, cutting in for the left-handed shot up and in off the glass.
Yeah, somebody fell asleep on that one because he was wide open.
Seven in the game for Jacob Job. Across midcourt, Ross. Here comes the trap. He gets it to the free throw line. Thompson, touch pass out to Williams. Now back over to Ethan. Steps around his man, drives down the lane. Ross into the corner for Gibson for three. Off the back of the rim, and the long rebound pops back out to Carson Gay for Quincy. Grant not knocking anything down from the perimeter. Now a quick shot at the other end. Quincy grabbed the rim on the rebound, and nothing was called after the miss by Elby, and they chase down the long board back out near half court. Another crack at it for Quincy, down 14. Elby gives off to Carson Gay, loses the ball off his knee, chases it down before it goes into the backcourt. Drives right side of the lane, shot up off the back of the rim. Rebound Grant Gibson, who has six rebounds in the game. Well, Carson Gay has been very active offensively coming off the bench here in the third quarter. Now a block as Williams drives, rebound to Thompson. That won't go down. Joe with the offensive putback gets fouled. Joe's had a tough night offensively. Hasn't affected his defense at all. He's going to have to get his first point of the line here from the of the night from the free throw line.
Yeah, he can be kind of streaky. Remember, he wasn't real sharp in the first half at Moline last week and then took off in the third quarter. But tonight it's been Meeker who's been stepping up and knocking down those three-pointers consistently.
Meeker with 16. Williams offensively, meanwhile, it's 0 for 6, 0 for 4 from three-point range. Gets the first free throw, second one on the way, and good as well. Galesburg back on top by 16 now. At 41-25, Elby across midcourt, passes right side to Joe, works his way to the top of the arc, reverses directions, backpedaling in, stumbling, and they're going to call the travel. Yes, there it is on Clayton Weirather. It was kind of a late call, but the right one. 10th turnover on the Blue Devils.
Yeah, again, Weirather, their tallest guy, but not real polished in the footwork, to say the least.
Streaks break the press quickly into the front court. Meeker has a body put on him by Carson Gay. Knocks Ethan down. He's back up. That'll be the first of the game on Carson Gay. Second team foul on Quincy here in the second half. 41-25 Galesburg, under 3.5 to go, third quarter. On the inbound, wide open Williams on the lead pass from Ross. Shot rolls off. And the rebound by Reagan Tenhouse. Joe wide open on that one, still can't knock one down. Now a quick three at the other off the front of the rim, and the rebound softly drops into the hands of Grant Gibson, who was right in front of the rim. That was fortunate. It came off as softly off the rim as it did. And now a timeout called by Mike Reynolds as the half-court offense looked a little desperate there. So a full timeout by the Silver Streaks with 3:03 to go third quarter and a 16-point Galesburg lead. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Quincy High School. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Galesburg leading Quincy 41-25, just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rock Island leads United Township 30-15. Just over 2 minutes left to go in the first half up there. And the first quarter between Moline and Alleman finds the Maroons up 11-5 over the Pioneers. Silver Streaks coming out of their first timeout. Here's Meeker driving in from the right wing. Juggled the ball briefly. Couldn't get a handle on it. Too strong off the backboard on the shot. Reagan Tenhouse with the rebound.
That's a good thing we've done well at the line this quarter. We've only got one field goal. That was that three by Meeker.
Ross and Williams both 2 for 2 from the line for the other 4 points. Silver Streaks still lead by 16, though, at 41-25. Quincy has put up only 4 points with just over 2.5 minutes to go. Crowd trying to get into it, the student section especially, and the band up top on the balcony above the Quincy backboard. Here's Elby with it on the outside, loses Williams, specs back, hits another three. Did that in the first half, knocks that one down. Good defense by Joe, but he just gave Elby enough of an open look, and it's a 13-point Galesburg lead.
Well, he is a very good player, Elby. I mean, he can shoot the three, handles the ball great. He can drive to the basket, get some shots up you wouldn't think he would. Very athletic.
Gibson trying to spin in the lane, dishes it out. Driving in Shaw from the right side, avoids the charge, tries to get into the lane. It's deflected back out to him. Fakes a pass, drives in, and a foul called on the reach by Clayton Weirather, and that is his first. Foul on the floor, Streaks will have to inbound it. Galesburg's done a nice job handling the ball tonight. They do have 8 turnovers, 3 in this quarter, but they've handled Quincy's aggressive, up-tempo defense, especially in the half court. And the Streaks have had crisp ball movement, good hard passes, have gotten them some open looks. Here's Shaw with it on the outside, thought about the three, passes it right side over to Meeker. Now Gibson comes out top to take the pass. 1:50 to go third quarter. Gibson works his way right down to the baseline, scoops it back to Shaw from 15 feet, goes right, ducks left, shot off the back of the rim, rebound on the weak side to Jacob Job. Streaks not building the lead here, still lead by 13 though, as Quincy hasn't been able to take enough advantage here. On the outside, Job with it. Up top to Elby, working his way left to the rim. Backs his way back behind the arc. Now up top it goes to Mike Dade. Cut off as he works down the right side of the lane. Out to Elby. Hesitation drive at the free throw line. Cut off by Williams, who stayed with him. They kick it back out to Dade with 1:10 to go third quarter. Works his way right. Streaks nearly get a steal. Whips it down low. Shoveling through the lane. Tenhouse leaves it off for Weirather up and in for his first basket.
Great job by Quincy in the half court that time. They did everything right.
Here's Gibson quickly at the other end. Down the lane. Up and in with a right hand and a foul. Count the basket. A chance at a three-point play for Gibson as Weirather picks up his second foul.
Big answer for the Silver Streaks right there after Quincy had an excellent half-court set, got a basket, cut it to 11. Quickly we get down a deuce and maybe three coming from Gibson here.
43-30, Galesburg by 13. Under a minute to go third quarter. First free throw attempt of the night for Grant Gibson. That was his first point of the second half. He has 13 in the game. Meeker leads away with 16. Nobody else for Galesburg that close to double figures right now.
Outside of the couple of times we thought Joe Williams got bumped on the out-of-bounds was a turnover. I love the way the officials have called this game. They're letting a lot of block shots, and if there's not a lot of body contact, they're letting it go. It's been a well-called game.
Gibson way short on the free throw. Silver Streaks by 13, 43-30, 50 seconds to go third quarter. Meeker sits down for the final just under a minute to play. J.J. Range in. The ball kicked out of bounds at the other end. The official under the basket was going to give it back to Galesburg. There were two Silver Streaks on the floor right there when the ball got knocked loose. It was obvious even from us, our viewpoint on the opposite end of the floor. And the other official from the outside does overturn it. And they get it right.
A few folks in blue sweaters were helping to make that call down there. Of course, at Quincy, they got fans right under the basket, so they're not going to let the officials miss anything.
13-point Galesburg lead, 35 seconds to go third quarter. Job draws contact on Range and backs off and gets a high bank shot off the glass. 43-32, 11-point Galesburg lead and a hand check foul called on Mike Dade in the backcourt before Ross can get it across midcourt. That's 16 fouls now on Quincy. They had only one in the first half. Streaks with only two here in the third quarter. 26 seconds to go, so the Streaks that close to getting into the bonus. Williams will inbound from just on the opposite side of half court. Looking to find Gibson, lobs it in toward the Quincy basket. Gibson goes back for it. Now it's poked away by Dade. Grant picks it up, and Ross will bring it across midcourt, unguarded. That's where Tenhouse will pick him up defensively. Ross with it in the midcourt circle, now picks up his dribble. Shaw comes out high for it, 12 seconds to go. Shaw right side over to Williams on the wing. 9 seconds to go. Joe drives, dishes it off. Gibson in the lane, good feed from Joe, and Grant gets fouled with two free throws coming, and Grant comes away holding the back of his head and wincing.
Yeah.
17 fouls on Quincy.
This has not been a real good quarter for the Streaks offensively, only two field goals. And well, we've seen a couple of points shaved off our lead. Gibson can change that right here with a couple of free throws.
Yep, Streaks led by 13 at the half. It's 11 right now with 6.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gibson's first free throw is good after the last one he shot a moment ago was way short. Galesburg by a dozen, 44-32. And Eric Thompson is going to come in for the final 6 seconds as Gibson makes both. Back to a 13-point lead. Shaw sits down for the final 6 seconds. Williams will guard Elby on the inbounds pass. Elby does get it. Williams backs up into the front court. Elby goes left, steps back, tries to draw the double team, loses the ball. Gibson picks it up, and that's the end of the third quarter. So a turnover forced at the end of three. Two teams match scores in the third quarter. Galesburg still leads by 13 as we head to the fourth. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Quincy High School. Huh? I just kind of want to sit back next to the fire, have a little hot chocolate, do some Vince Guaraldi,
and hope this fourth quarter goes better than the one at Moline did last week.
Streaks poked the pass into the backcourt, but we got a foul away from the ball down low. They're going to call Eric Thompson on a hold away from the ball as he was guarding Parker Bland. As the third Galesburg team foul, second of the game on Eric Thompson. We're just starting the fourth quarter. It's 45-32 Galesburg. Streaks have not trailed in this game. We've been tied twice. Silver Streaks have led by as many as 14. It's 13 right now as we start the fourth quarter. In the lane, in traffic, bounce pass out to Tenhouse. Pump fakes left, goes right, gets a shot up over Gibson, won't go down. Thompson with a good block out for the rebound. He's got 7 boards in the game. Meeker back into the game after resting the final minute of the third quarter. Again, Meeker and Gibson out quite a bit this week with sickness. Here's Gibson with a pump fake in the lane. Shot too strong off the back of the rim. Tenhouse with a rebound. Here comes Quincy. Down by a baker's dozen. Elby at the top of the arc. Around a screen. Long three. Good. They set him up perfectly for that one, and he had a long time to look at it, and he drains it. 10-point Galesburg lead. Not played even a minute here in the fourth quarter. This game far from over. Gibson on the outside, guarded by Elby. Needs help. Now starts his dribble, working his way back up toward the midcourt line. To the top of the arc, passes behind him to Meeker. Hands off to Devin Ross. Ross dribbles around his man to the free throw line, dishes it off through the hands of Thompson, saves it on the baseline, into the hands of Job for Quincy. Turnover Galesburg. Back come the Blue Devils, trying to cut it under double digits for the first time since early in the second quarter.
Trying to figure out what Quincy's doing defensively, and I think the Silver Streaks are as well. It's sometimes kind of almost a triangle in two, it seems.
Long three, missed off the back of the rim, and we got a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to call that on Quincy as the long three by Job wouldn't go down. Gibson came up with a rebound, his eighth, and we're going to walk it to the other end of the floor as Quincy has put Galesburg in the one and bonus. They did so right at the end of the third quarter, and Gibson will shoot a one and one here. First foul of the game on Reagan Tenhouse.
Silver Streaks not able to attack the basket with as much fervor and with as much success as they did in that first half. Still just 2 field goals in the second half, but we're holding our lead at the free throw line. But Gibson just missed the front end of a bonus there, and Eric Thompson gets called for an over-the-back foul.
Had Streaks 2 for 10 in that third quarter, is that right?
2, 8, yes.
But they did go 6 for 7 from the free throw line. But Gibson misses the first free throw attempt of the fourth quarter here. So the Streaks are going to have to gut this one out in a different way. Quincy still trying to get this lead under double digits for the first time since early in the second quarter. They trail by 10, under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. And a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Quincy on that one. That'll go as a Blue Devil turnover.
And that one's going to go against Jacob Job, who was down there with Ethan Meeker, and somehow Meeker egged him into getting him to give a little shove or a little contact. I noticed those guys had been a little bit face-to-face there earlier on this end of the court. I didn't know they'd make anything of it, but I think there was something there, and Meeker got under his skin.
Offensive foul called in the Quincy half court. The equivalent of a player control foul, so Galesburg doesn't get to shoot free throws. Next one puts him in the double bonus for the rest of the game as we approach the six-minute mark. Silver Streaks hanging on to this 10-point lead, trying to build on it. Meeker slips as he starts to dribble. Nobody out there to take the ball away from him. Now a double team and a poke away from behind and a foul on Cameron Gay. This will put Meeker at the line for the half. 16 for the game to lead the Streaks offensively. 6:02 to go in the game. Second foul on Cameron Gay. Meeker to the free throw line. 17 of 25 on the season, 68%, and he makes the first.
Hey, I hope that we have one more little run in us here that can put this game away. Again, we're doing pretty well at the line, but I'd like to see us get a little more going in the terms of field goals.
Short from the free throw line, rebound Tenhouse for Quincy. Got to make your free throws if you're going to win on the road. Moline rallied back in the fourth quarter last week. Champaign Centennial rallied back in the fourth quarter on Saturday. Streaks trying to prevent it from happening here as Joe Williams picks up a foul, trying to fight through a screen, keeping up with Leakin Elby. That is the second foul of the game on Joe Williams. Fifth team foul on the Streaks. Quincy will inbound with 5:48 to play in the fourth quarter. 11-point Galesburg lead. Cameron Gay on the sideline. It over to Elby all the way over on the right side in front of the Quincy bench. Elby crossover dribble, passes it back out to Shute. Now gives back to Elby in the midcourt circle with 5:40 to play. Crosses over again to the left. Williams fights to the screen to keep up with it. Just outside the free throw line, Parker Bland now starts his dribble down the left side of the lane into the corner. They swing it back out to Elby with under 5.5 minutes to go in the game. They've taken 20 seconds off the clock in this possession. Elby drives, dishes it back out. Bland drives and a bump foul called on Kevontae Shaw. The shot went up and in, but the foul was on the floor before he was in the act of shooting. First foul of the game on Shaw, and that is the final foul the Streaks can give before putting Quincy in the bonus now. 5:22 to go in the game, 46-35 Galesburg. Parker Bland will inbound from the right of his own basket. Goes into Elby in the left corner. Trying to fight through a screen. Elby fires a three off the rim. And a foul on the rebound, and now Quincy will go to the line as Cameron Gay came in crashing from the right side. And who's the foul on? Streaks are walking the other direction. They think it's on Quincy. Quincy wants to shoot free throws. Apparently it is going to be on the Blue Devils. And the officials are sorting this one out.
Quincy head coach Andy Douglas has been pretty calm most of the night, but he's not very fond of that one. He's got a big voice, and he's letting him know that he does not agree with that call at all.
Well, Cameron Gay was flying in from the right side, and he was in the act of getting the rebound. So the foul must have been somewhere else in that set, and Kevontae Shaw is going to shoot two free throws on the opposite end. He has four in the game, none in the second half. First free throw, good. I remember last Friday night in the win at Moline, Shaw was 10 of 11 from the free throw line.
So the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Still wide open at this point for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 8.
Second one by Shaw. In and out. Streaks not hitting free throws here in the fourth quarter. Another rebound for Tenhouse. Galesburg, 2 of 5 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter after making 6 of 7 in the third quarter. Here's Tenhouse from the baseline. No. Weak side, Joe covers up the rebound. First board of the game.
Fortunately, Quincy's gone a little cold from the field. They're just 1 of 5 in this quarter. Silver Streaks 0 of 1 and still just 2 of 11 for the half from the field. Hard to believe after we saw this team light it up in the first half.
Bounce pass or pass through the lane. Williams was cutting in from the left side. He didn't see the pass coming. It deflected off his shoulder. And Devin Ross chased down the deflection right in front of the Galesburg bench, and the Streaks avoid a turnover. Williams on the right wing. This time he does turn it over. Tries to put the ball on the floor, and Elby just as effective defensively as he is at running the offense. And he forced that turnover and forces a Galesburg timeout, a 30-second timeout, with 4:33 to play in the game and a 12-point lead.
You know, it's interesting, though. They've got this down to 8, and this is Quincy 12. High – or excuse me, 12 points, my bad. Quincy High School, I mean, even the opening, I mean, they ran pretty much the same thing. They turned the lights out, the starting lineups, the devil and everything. But this is still not the atmosphere it once was.
No.
I mean, people, even when the devil ran around to the different sections, they didn't. Most of the people didn't even get up off their hands to cheer. I mean, they went through all the motions, but there really wasn't a discernible home court advantage here at all outside of the theater, and that just became a show. So, you know, we've seen it a lot of places. We talked about in Champaign the other night. Hardly anybody there, and the fans they did have didn't cheer.
For a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, so, you know, they could sure do a lot more here to help this team along. I hope they don't. We've had enough days down here, but fans are pretty quiet.
Lob on the back door in the act of going up for it and then not finishing off the shot under the basket was Parker Bland. And then even had a rebound putback opportunity, and that wouldn't go. And Grant Gibson gets his 9th rebound as we're halfway through the fourth quarter. Leads into the free throw line, dishes it back out to Devin Ross. 47-35 Galesburg. We're past the midpoint of quarter number 4. In hostile territory. On the outside, Kevontae Shaw fakes, drives right through the hands of Grant Gibson out of bounds. Streaks are missing some opportunities.
How many
here.
Times have we done that here in the second half? Throwing the ball at each other's legs, guys not ready for passes. And again, as crisp as we were in the first half, we're really that bad here in the second half. And thank goodness we built that lead, and thank goodness Quincy's not really able to put much offense together here. This would be a whole lot closer because we have not played well in the second half.
Pretty indicative of how they scored only 39 points at UT last week. Here's Meeker nearly taking one away from the backside of Shute, who manages to keep it from going out of bounds in front of the Quincy bench. On the left corner, Elby, guarded by Joe Williams. Halftime between Moline and Alleman. Maroons lead there 25-10, and Joe reaches in and just rips it right out of Elby's hands. What a turnover. Elby picked up the ball as he was starting to bring the ball up above his head. Joe just reached in from right underneath, yanked it out of his hands, and then Elby fouled him trying to get it back. That could be a Dave's auto body crunch time play of the game right there.
Yeah, because that's not going to happen to Elby very often this year.
And then to foul on top of it, sending Joe Williams to the free throw line at the other end for 2. Streak's got to make him now. Joe's only points tonight are from the free throw line, 2 for 2 in the third quarter. He's 0-for-7 from the field. But the first free throw is up and in. 48-35. Joe's played some really good defense tonight on Quincy's best offensive and most experienced player. Lincoln Elby is still in double figures with 12, but Elby's really had to work for his points with Williams on him tonight. Second free throw by Joe coming, and it's good. The Streaks lead by 14. Nice to see them push this lead forward with under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, under 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. On the right side, Jacob Jobe. Quincy needs to start to play with a little urgency here as we approach the 3-minute mark. Maybe a carry by Cameron Gay gives off to Shute at the top of the arc. He backs up, guarded by Gibson. On the right side, working his way in, Elby tries a crossover dribble, spin move in the lane, and he has to pass it back out to Cameron Gay.
My.
Fires a 3. That was way off the mark. And the rebound fought for. Meeker deflects it up into the air and then goes after it, bringing it down.
I'm not sure where Gay thought the basket was, but it must have been a moving target because he missed it by a mile.
Meeker drives down the lane, draws a triple team. Quincy knocks the ball loose, and it goes as a turnover. At the other end, driving in, Gay has the ball knocked out of his hands. It somehow finds its way to Shute. It goes down the left side of the lane and draws a foul from Kevontae Shaw. With 2:36 to go in the fourth quarter, and Mike Reynolds just hollering at his players, pointing up at the scoreboard, saying, guys, think about the scoreboard because you just put Quincy in the bonus. He says, we want the clock to run. So this stops the clock with 2:36 to go in the game and a 14-point Galesburg lead. Second foul on Shaw. And the freshman, Aaron Shute, at the free throw line makes the first one.
Yeah, Shute was told by one of the Quincy broadcasters that look for him to get more and more playing time. He said Coach Douglas really wants to see him develop. Obviously, it's a kind of a, especially when you're a freshman coach, you like to see young players that you can build your program around in the years ahead.
He makes both free throws. Those are the first 2 free throws he's made in the previous 7 games this season. Joe Williams into the front court and a foul called on Shute at the opposite direction.
You know, Shute just a freshman, and I think back to when Mike Reynolds took over the Silver Streaks, the guy that he really hooked his sails to early was Dalton Davis,
yep.
Who was a freshman or sophomore at the time? I believe maybe he was a sophomore.
Yeah, he was a sophomore.
But, yep. He just loved Dalton's desire to play the game and how hard he played and how much he wanted to improve and said, boy, this guy's a winner. I really want to hook my fortunes to him as a young player here, and it worked out pretty well for him. By the time Dalton was a senior, they won 25 games.
Williams misses the first, makes the second, so the Streaks get a point out of it. It's a 50-37 Galesburg lead. Under 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Streaks are 5 of 9 from the free throw line, and a foul on the floor on Ethan Meeker as Joe put the ball on the floor and tried to drive his way down the lane.
Well, beginning to wonder if we're ever going to get another field goal in this game. We're still up. It's amazing. We're still up the same that we were at halftime. It doesn't seem possible with as awful offensively as it's been in this half, but we spent a lot of it at the line. Just 2 of 11. Still, we haven't even tried a field goal in, probably the last 5 minutes. 4 minutes anyway.
I have Grant Gibson's shot attempt very early in the fourth quarter as our only shot attempt this quarter. Is that right?
Yeah.
Only one field goal attempt?
Yep.
Job makes the first free throw and the second. So suddenly a Quincy Blue Devil team that's barely over 50% from the free throw line has made 4 straight. They're still down 11 with 2:22 to go in the game. Just saw a final. Washington defeated Dunlap tonight, 62-42. Silver Streaks will see the Eagles twice in a little over a week, including at the Taylorville tournament next week, and then in the Streaks' own Martin Luther King tournament the following week. Here's Ross losing his man out high, drives down the left side of the lane, shot won't go. Rebound put back by Joe Williams, his first basket of the game, and Mike Reynolds calls a quick 30-second timeout with 2:07 to go.
Now that's a nice put back there by Joe. If we head the other way, they've got a chance to cut it under double digits. Now it's back to a 13-point lead with 2:07 to go, and the time is quickly running out. I shouldn't say quickly. It's running out on Quincy. Nothing seems quick in this fourth quarter.
No. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Quincy tonight. Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2013 Nissan Altima SL, as smooth and as comfortable as a drive you can find. Jim, you were talking about how comfortable the seats were.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the headrests. For me, they're just at the right height. And when I put my head back, it's not those flat headrests. They're a little bit curved. So when I put my head back there, it's like they just fit right in there. I haven't found any part of this car yet that's not supremely comfortable.
We'll be able to experiment a little bit tomorrow as well. We will have the same vehicle as we go up to the Quad Cities for the Genesis Shootout.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation this weekend as Job puts the ball on the floor and again draws contact, taking it right at Ethan Meeker in the lane. So Meeker picks up 2 quick fouls. Minute 56 to go in the game, stopping the clock and putting Job right back at the line where he made 2 just a moment ago.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds, head coach, having a little coughing fit of his own there along the sidelines. He's going to go get some liquid refreshment there at the scorer's table so he can bark a little more through the final 2 minutes here.
Job at the free throw line came into tonight 8 of 15, so just over 50%. He is 3 for 5, now 4 of 6 as he's made all 4 of his attempts in the fourth quarter. We talked about the illness that has gone through the team, most significantly Gibson and Meeker. Mike telling us before the game he hasn't felt all that great himself this week. He just hasn't succumbed to it like the kids have. And now a foul away from the ball before the Streaks ever get it in on the inbound. They're going to call Aaron Shute on the foul, guarding Joe Williams. And Joe was quick to run to the free throw line, knowing that he gets 2 free throws out of this. No time went off the clock after Galesburg called the 30-second timeout. Joe's ready to shoot free throws. Streaks by 11 with a minute 56 to go in the game. 5 for 6 in the half from the free throw line. 7 points in the game make it 8 as Williams makes the first. Joe really starting to make a strong case for himself as the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game.
Well, it's surprising because he's really struggled at times tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, from the field, he's not been good.
Missed his first 7 shots, including 5 from three-point range.
Had some turnovers in the first half.
But he's 7 for 8 from the free throw line in the second half as he makes them both there, keeps it at a 13-point lead, 54-41, 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Elby on the dribble on the right side. Tries to take it at Williams. Lost the ball on the floor. Joe reaches in, picks it up away from him.
That's two times
it sure is.
This quarter that Joe has stopped Elby and forced a turnover in the half court.
And now Elby fouls Grant Gibson under the Quincy basket on the opposite end with a minute 38 to go in the game. And this Quincy quiet crowd remains quiet, just not enough for them to get excited about.
Yeah, and this is just ground to an absolute halt. I mean, there's just nothing. It's just that they may as well just walk to each end and shoot free throws because that's all we're doing right now. We're not even seeing field goal attempts.
First free throw by Gibson, good.
But it's a lot easier to tolerate it when you're looking up at a 14-point lead with a minute and a half to go. So if this is the way they want to finish it, then so be it.
Elsewhere in the Western Big Six, Rock Island a minute 11 away from going 3-0 as they lead 41-25 over United Township.
Boy, UT is struggling to score points, aren't they? 30 last week, 25.
And Alleman only had 10 at halftime against Moline. Second free throw by Gibson, good. And the Streaks now lead by 15 at 56-41, back-to-back free throws by Gibson. At the opposite end, Mike Dade. Left side it goes over. Here's Job taking it in. Manages to clear out Meeker.
Uh-huh.
And he gets the shot
too,
to fall.
Huh? Push off there uncalled, but at least you didn't have any free throws that time down.
Gibson across midcourt with a minute 15. Saw an opening in the lane and a reach-in foul on the outside. His shoot saw Gibson starting to drive in. Tries to bat the ball out of his arms, and now Grant will go right back to the line shooting too. Now they're going to call it on Cameron Gay instead. That's his third. Minute 17 to play. Familiar name for us, for Quincy at the scoring table, ready to check in for the first time tonight as Gibson makes a first free throw.
Yeah, here's the football man.
The quarterback for the Western Big Six Conference champion Quincy Blue Devil football team, George Crickard IV, as Gibson makes a second. And he makes his first appearance with a minute 17 to go in the game. Galesburg by 15, 58-43, and a foul by Joe Williams as Dade initiated contact that time, driving inside the top of the arc, leaning in, getting down low, and Dade will go to the line shooting two as Galesburg's put Quincy in the bonus with a minute 12 to play. Third foul on Williams. 58-43. You know how tough it can be to win down here at Quincy, but Galesburg is 72 seconds away from going 9-0 on the season. Dade missing the first.
Back-to-back in 2 weeks at Wharton Fieldhouse and down here at Quincy at Baldwin Gym. That hasn't happened too many times over the years to win those two games in the span of a week. There was a time where Brad and I had threatened to retire if we ever were able to win at both places. Well, we've done it, and we're still here.
And we've done it more than once.
Yep.
And looks like we're going to do it again. As we're under a minute to go, and the Streaks lead by 14. Gibson out high, and I'm going to get a five-second goal. I was just starting to think Gibson had just started to clear some room for himself backing up from Dade. Mike Reynolds doesn't argue about it. Streaks are 56 seconds away from victory, but that is their 13th turnover. And now Andy Douglas wants to send in three different players. Garrett Gaddicke, a 6'2 sophomore. Devin Smith, a 6-foot sophomore. And Cameron Wagner, a 5'11 sophomore. And the Streaks are going to go ahead and take that opportunity to have Meeker and Gibson sit for the final 56 seconds of the game. So they said they could go 32 minutes tonight. Mike Reynolds didn't think he could possibly get it from them, and he darn near did from Gibson. Meeker sat a little bit more, but they played a good chunk of the game, and they were really good in the first half when the Streaks built this double-digit lead.
Well, and you wonder if fatigue became a problem here in the second half, because this really wasn't the same team energy-wise. But, again, Quincy had something to do with that. Their defense improved, and they fouled us to death. There's a steal by Joe.
From Cameron Wagner, he gets bumped on the way to the basket. He makes the shot. Are they going to count it? They should. They will. Chance at a three-point play for Joe Williams. And don't look now. He's in double figures. Much as he struggled offensively in the first half.
Hell, and I'm pretty much with you. Other than Meeker hitting those four threes there in that stretch in the first half, I think that's the only other viable candidate for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game other than Joe Williams tonight.
This is the free throw. He still has 9 in the quarter and 11 for the game. With 35 seconds to go and a 16-point Galesburg lead. Biggest of the night. Wagner picks up his dribble on the left side with Williams right on top of him. Gets the shot down low. Baseline turnaround jumper won't go. And coming out with it is Darius Sammons with the rebound. with 18 seconds to go. Sophomores lost tonight by 14. Varsity leading by 16. J.J. Range drives, dishes it off, underneath, up and in by Cody Hawthorne on the good feed and the assist from J.J. Makes it an 18-point lead with 5 seconds to go. With 2 seconds to go, the Silver Streaks are 9-0 as Quincy puts up a shot that does not go. They were tied twice early at 2-2 and 4-4, otherwise led this game from start to finish. And the Silver Streaks are 3-0 in the Western Big Six. Quincy drops to 5-3 overall and 1-2 in conference play. Postgame shows coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The boatload of toys, Toy Drive continues at the Walmart Supercenter in Galesburg. I'm Brian Prescott. We're here through the entire weekend, through 6 o'clock Sunday night, collecting new unwrapped toys for the Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center, which serves hundreds of families in our community that are affected by domestic violence. You can help put a smile on the face of a child come Christmas morning with a donation of a new unwrapped toy. Cash donations also accepted. Again, we're here nonstop through 6 o'clock Sunday night at the Walmart Supercenter in Galesburg with the boatload of toys, Toy Drive.
Hi, it's Tom Aridith from WGIL. Thanks to everyone who played our Pick a Present game this holiday season. And congratulations to all of our winners.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is brought to you by Century 21, Figs Italian Steakhouse, and Royal Cleaning Services.
Merry Christmas from WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
So you get to host Christmas this year. Hey, when the family is here for an extended visit for the holiday, bring them in to experience Hammers. From pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, and more, there's something to please everyone. They're currently taking reservations for holiday get-togethers and New Year's Eve celebrations. Whether you have a family of 5 or a family of 50 in town this year, surround them with the spirit of the season at Hammers. Hammers off the square on Broad Street, just past the tracks.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies with a low of 25 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Cloudy weather hanging around with us in the next few days. Still cloudy on Sunday with a high around 40. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 32. Monday, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, a high of 42. Monday night, rain likely. Overnight low dropping down around 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 25. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
J. Two straight road victories in the Western Big Six for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Three straight on the road overall. And a big one here tonight at Quincy, 62-44. Galesburg never trailed in this game, scored the first basket. Quincy tied it. Galesburg scored again. Quincy tied it. And then the Silver Streaks started to build the lead. They got it up to seven before the end of the first quarter, led by four, 13-9. Made it a 13-point lead by halftime and ended up winning it on their biggest margin of the game at 18 points, 62-44. Quincy drops to 5-3 overall, 1-2 in the Western Big Six. Galesburg is 3-0 in the conference, and again, 9-0. First time in 50 years this team has gotten off to that good of a start. Mike Reynolds is not only out of the locker room and on his way up here, but he's already in his traveling clothes. He's ready to get back on the bus, keeping in mind the Streaks do have to head to the Quad Cities tomorrow for the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout and another tough contest we anticipate against Davenport Assumption in the 5 o'clock game at that contest. Mike Reynolds is going to join us here, so we'll go ahead and get a word with the head coach. And a good win here tonight. Let's hear what the head coach has to say, Jim.
All right, let's just do that. All right, well, Coach, I guess we're getting to be maybe a bit of a win snob here because you played so well in the first half, and I like it pretty like that. The second half was ugly, but yet you still come out with a bigger margin of victory than you had at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, we had some plays down the stretch that I thought we got comfortable, and, you know, maybe we took some drives that maybe we shouldn't have, you know, didn't get them chasing enough offensively. I thought that's as good defensively from beginning to end that we've been in 2-3 weeks. And Joe's job on Elby there, Elby's caused a lot of fits. If you watch the Rocky tape, he cut them up pretty good and had some open threes. And he didn't get a lot. You know, Joe played, guarded him without fouling. And I thought that was the key to the game.
Yeah. What was the difference in the second half? I mean, I'm assuming we had a little fatigue in there as well, but Quincy obviously was doing something different that was keeping us from penetrating and moving it around the way we did in the first half.
I mean, certainly they went to man-to-man, and we got a little disjointed in some things, but they extended, and we allowed that. We extended and got to be a little more passive against their zone. You notice in the first half we drove and kicked it and got open shots. Second half it looked like we were driving to score instead of driving to make a play, which is a big difference. And I'm just proud of my guys. I don't know how many times Galesburg comes down here and wins by 18 points. And we were aggressive and we were the aggressor. And that's a big win. You know, I guess our practices aren't that important because we had two guys that didn't practice and they played extremely well.
Well, we won't let the players know you said that.
Yeah.
speaking of the players, you had the first part of the game where we were shooting the ball pretty well. Joe Williams really struggled.
Yeah.
Second half, he comes on and may end up being our crunch time player of the game.
Well, I mean, defensively, he certainly, you know, it was the key to the game, I think. He was a little disjointed with his shot, but, you know, I mean, we like him to shoot. So, I mean, he took a couple questionable ones, but pretty much he took some good shots, and he did, you know, he got to the rim and he made some free throws. We didn't shoot it particularly well from the free throw line, but, we found a way to win, and we figured it out.
Ethan Meeker was stepping into those three-pointers in the first half, and that's where we really built our lead when he was able to do that. He didn't give us a whole lot down the stretch. You were giving him a little more rest than we thought, too.
Yeah, I mean, J.J. came in and played. You know, it's not typical J.J. game when they're playing a whole bunch of zone. He's more of a fly around, up and down, like we'll see tomorrow a little bit. I'm just excited the way, you know, our two leaders kind of gutted it out. You know, they've been sick. I mean, they've been sick. And if you walked in their locker room today or tonight, you see the coughing, the hacking, the doing that. And then they care enough about our program and their teammates get out here and give everything they got. And I don't know if they'll have anything tomorrow, but they gave everything they had on Friday night.
What is the plan between now and tomorrow with a group that has been sick? Do you a shoot around in the morning?
Well, I think what everybody does when they're sick, they go to McDonald's. We're going to go to McDonald's on the way out of town. I don't know if it's as good as Whitey's, but they treat us really well over there. We'll do a shoot around before we get on the bus. We're not going to drag them up early. I think they need to rest. We'll get home, you know. And we'll be on wouldn't be on the bus before 38 minutes. That took so long at Centennial. But I think we'll make it tonight.
Well, we don't want to lose your bet, so maybe we better let you go, and we'll talk to you before the game tomorrow. Congratulations on going 9-0.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Mike Reynolds, head coach of the Silver Streaks, here on the post game as they win it by 18 at Baldwin Gym at Quincy High School.
Take a timeout here on the post game show. We'll come back, take a look at our final statistics, and I guess it's official now, right, Jim? Joe Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
I said he was under consideration, so if you're good with that, I am too.
I'm good with it. I look at what he did. I defensively, what he did on Lincoln Elby, that alone warrants a great deal of consideration.
Yep.
But
yep.
Then with the offensive woes in the second half, to have Joe come out and make those free throws, seven of his first eight down the stretch and five big ones in the fourth quarter to help spread this lead. And I don't know that I ever really felt comfortable that Quincy was going to be able to put it together to make an offensive run, but we've been down here enough that I'm never comfortable in this gym until the final score is up there, regardless of what the team's doing on the floor on any given night. But hitting those free throws and building that lead in the fourth quarter helped a lot.
Sure, and after what we saw last week, I've had people, tell me all week that were listening, said, you guys were really comfortable with that 19-point lead. I said, yeah, I'm guilty as charged. I could not believe we let that slip away up at Moline last week. And so, you're a little nervous down here. But, again, Quincy just right now, just outside of Elby, there's not much firepower there. And it's really going to be tough for them to come back when they get down double figures to anybody.
Yeah. And, of course, we weren't all that impressed with them but when we saw them the first time last year up at our place.
And then they lit us up down
here.
And
then by the time we came down here, they had gotten a lot better. So, that's certainly a possibility. But, so maybe we're catching them at the right time down here too.
Maybe so.
We'll certainly take an 18-point victory. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, look at the final statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't miss the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at Yem in Galesburg. Yem has 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now. Like a 2015 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE 4x4 double cab. You'll save $6,000. Or a 2014 Ram 1500 SLT 4x4 crew cab. Truck-tastically priced at just over $34,600. You'll save $9,000. 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now.
And time is running out.
The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, North Henderson, Galesburg. Taxes and tags extra. See Yem for details.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A split for the Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight at Quincy. The sophomores fall 66-52. The varsity wins 62-44. About as big a victory as the Silver Streaks have gotten historically down here. I'm not going to take the time to go through all the numbers, but you certainly, as Mike Reynolds indicated, won't find a whole lot of 18-point victories at Quincy throughout Silver Streaks history. Let's take a look at our post-game statistics and that 18-point lead, Jim. I know some of these numbers won't look very pretty, but the main ones on the scoreboard with a 62-44 victory. Let's make it official and look at what we've got.
Yeah, interestingly, Galesburg still shot 49% from the field in this game.
It's pretty close to 50, I know.
Yeah, that's a very respectable percentage. It just doesn't feel like it.
No.
Because the second half, we went 5-for-15, and that second quarter, we were just the third quarter, we were just 2-of-10. But up until that point, 16-of-28 in the first half, so we end up 49% for the game. 21-of-43.
And Quincy, statistically 3-for-5 in the fourth quarter, right? So that's 60%.
Well, we hit the final three. Our second unit came in, picked up a couple of those there at, if you want to call it, garbage time, but still works. Quincy was 16-of-44, 36%. They never really got it going much in this one tonight and went only 2-of-11 from the field in the fourth quarter. So any chance they had of coming back wasn't going to happen when they couldn't put it in the basket. Rebounds, Galesburg wins the battle of the boards. I had it 31-23. And the turnover count, 15 for the Blue Devils and 13 for the Silver Streaks.
Three-point shooting, 4 of 11 for the Blue Devils, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Gelsberg 5 of 15 from three-point range and 17 of 23 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Quincy, Jacob Jobe leads away with 15. Lincoln Elby also in double figures with 12. And then you go down to Parker Bland with 6. He was held scoreless in the second half. Reagan Tenhouse had 4. Clayton Wyrather, Cameron Gay and Aaron Shute had 2. Mike Dade had 1. A number of players for Quincy got into the game but did not score. For the Silver Streaks, once again, every game so far this year, at least 3 players in double figures. Grant Gibson leads the way with 19 tonight. Ethan Meeker right behind him with 17, and Joe Williams got in double figures late with 11. Kevontae Shaw finished with 5. Devin Ross had 6. Cody Hawthorne and Eric Thompson each had 2. J.J. Range, Darius Sammons did not score for the Silver Streaks, who are 9-0 now, 3-0 in the Western Big Six Conference as they win at 62-44. Take a final timeout and come back to close things out from Quincy on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With that first fall of snow, it's time for us to go and spread some fa-la-la-la.
While you're out and about this season, add some lovin' to the holiday rush. A 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's.
We're making memories today.
It's the perfect treat to share with your family. And it's just $5. Chicken McNuggets, the gift that keeps on dipping. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedLoveSports.com.
The Galesburg High girls are back in action tomorrow night when they take on Jacksonville at the Prep Showcase at Illinois College. I'm Tom Meredith. Join me for the action around 6:30 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Let's get out of your way here, Andy.
62-44 the final. Galesburg wins it here at Quincy. And, Tom kind of stole my thunder a little bit with the girls' game on tomorrow. What we decide? Are we going with the Illini tomorrow? I'm trying to remember. Jim,
yes, 12 noon.
Noon, that's right.
Yep.
All right, so we'll have that one. Of course, the
Bragging Rights.
Are you still calling it the Bragging Rights
game?
Well,
I assume they are.
Seems to have lost some luster with Missouri defecting to the Southeast Conference. But
they haven't moved geographically, so we can still call it that.
All right, so that's at noon tomorrow here on WGIL. And then the Galesburg boys against Davenport Assumption at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout. I'm looking forward to seeing that one, Jim, and we've talked about it. That's about as late a game as we've had scheduled up there before. That's an indication of respect from it.
Well, and if they would have waited a little bit longer to schedule that, we'd be playing even later because
that's right.
They've got United Township playing the game after us, and UT has been horrible so far. So
in fact, they lost to Rock Island tonight 66-33.
Wow. So, I like. I would assume playing Assumption. You always think physical team up there, and we'll probably be ready to bang around a little bit with those guys and see what we get done.
They're under a first-year head coach. We'll have it tomorrow at 4:40 here on WGIL, and would imagine our start time will be pretty close to that. They do a pretty good job of keeping that thing running on schedule up there.
Yep. So yeah, we will plan on that, and then at the conclusion of that, we'll get you off to Tom Meredith, who will be at in Jacksonville. And that one may be running a little late. It's like the, sixth or seventh game without a break that's going on there tomorrow. So good chance that one might be running a little behind time. Scheduled for a 6:30 start.
All right, speaking of time, let's get out of here. This is about as early as I think we will ever have gotten out of Quincy, a little after 9 o'clock.
With an 18-point win.
Absolutely. 62-44 the final. Galesburg 9-0 overall, 3-0 in the Western Big Six. And they will remain tied with the Rock Island Rocks for first place as in the Western Big Six, as their next conference game does not come up till the middle of January. For Nick Simpson at the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Quincy High School.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.